Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah launches the National IED Data Management System to strengthen the country's counter-IED and internal security architecture. Delhi court frames charges against RJD President Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members in Railways Land for Jobs corruption case. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets President of France Emmanuel Macron to discuss India-France partnership in view of contemporary global developments. Iran imposes nationwide internet blackout as anti-government protests enter 13th day, spread across all 31 provinces. And India's star shuttler PV Sindhu storms into semi-finals of Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur. And now the news in detail. Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually launched the National IED Data Management System, or NIDMS, marking a significant step towards strengthening the country's counter-IED and internal security architecture. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said that inter-agency coordination will also be much better with the launch of this new system. He said it will be a very effective way of delivering the right information at the right time and in the right place. Developed by the National Security Guard or NSG, the NIDMS is a secure, national-level digital platform aimed at enabling the systematic collection, collation, and dissemination of data related to improvised explosive devices or IEDs. Mr. Shah underlined that in the coming times, the NIDMS will serve as a new protective shield by providing data for analysis during investigations of terrorist incidents across the country.
National Security Guard possesses a database of bomb explosion, which contains all bomb-related data since 1999. Now police forces across the entire country will be able to access the qualitative analysis of patterns, modus operandi, and explosive used in the coming days through this data.
In a fresh setback to Rashtriya Janata Dal or RJD President Lalu Prasad Yadav and his family members, a Delhi court today framed charges against the accused in the alleged Railways Land for Jobs corruption case being probed by the Central Bureau of Investigation. The Rouse Avenue Court passed the order holding that a prima facie case of corruption, cheating and criminal conspiracy is made out against Lalu Prasad Yadav, his wife Rabri Devi, sons Tejasvi and Tej Pratap Yadav, daughters Meesa Bharti and Hema Yadav, and several other accused. The court, paving the way for the trial, framed charges against Lalu under sections of Prevention of Corruption Act 1988, along with other offences. The court held that the central agency's charge sheet prima facie shows that close associates of Lalu Prasad Yadav facilitated the acquisition of land in lieu of jobs in the railways across different parts of the country. In an unprecedented move, Chief Minister of West Bengal, Mamata Banerjee, has lodged complaints at both the Electronics Complex Police Station and Shakespeare Sarani Police Station against the Enforcement Directorate or ED, following yesterday's search operation at the residence and office of IPAC Chief Prateek Jain. The police have also filed a separate complaint at Shakespeare Sarani. Meanwhile, the ED has approached the Calcutta High Court, alleging that the Chief Minister obstructed raids and investigations at Jain's premises. ED Counsel Dheeraj Trivedi informed Justice Shubhra Ghosh's bench that their probe was disrupted by the Chief Minister's sudden interference while the police remained inactive. He urged the court to intervene immediately and Justice Ghosh has permitted the case to proceed. BJP today accused TMC leader and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee of unethical, irresponsible and unconstitutional conduct during the Enforcement Directorate's raids against IPAC, a political consultancy firm in Kolkata yesterday. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has brought the entire democratic process and governance into disrepute. He accused the Chief Minister of trying to rescue something sensitive, implicating her.
Mamata ji, what is your linkage with that consultancy firm? There were a lot of suspicious circumstances surrounding the whole, I would say, barbaric action of Mamata ji. She is CM for 14 years. as my central minister, knows the norms of governance, and if she goes and raids a particular house where official raid of the ED is going on in case of coal scam and snatches the file and comes out, that means she was trying to rescue something sensitive implicating her and her party.
Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress today staged protests outside the residence of Home Minister Amit Shah in New Delhi. They were protesting against the Enforcement Directorate's ED's raid at the office of the political consultancy firm IPAC in Kolkata yesterday. Talking to media, TMC MP Mahua Moitra said the TMC members were detained and taken to the police station. She said they were protesting peacefully. She alleged that ED is selectively targeting the opposition. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today launched Creators Corner in New Delhi. The initiative, launched by Prasar Bharati, aims to showcase and promote creative content across digital platforms. Addressing the event, Mr. Vaishnav said that the government's target is to connect 1 crore youth to the creators economy. He also announced that the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting will undergo complete restructuring this year, including the development of a new operating system. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that the defence sector is moving towards becoming self-reliant in the field of defence production. The minister inaugurated the Ashok Leyland Electric Vehicle or EV factory in Sarojini Nagar area of his constituency Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. Union Ministers Nitin Gadkari and H.D. Kumaraswamy, along with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, graced the occasion. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said that the government has simplified many rules and taken necessary steps which have increased the faith of investors and the business. He said, defence production, which was earlier 46,000 crore rupees annually, has now increased to 15 lakh crore rupees. The EV plant inaugurated in Lucknow today is another milestone in the field of investment in heavy industries after the BrahMos manufacturing unit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Gujarat from tomorrow. The Prime Minister will reach Somnath in the evening and participate in Omkar mantra chanting. He will also witness a drone show at the Somnath temple. On Sunday, the Prime Minister will take part in Shaurya Yatra, a ceremonial procession organized to honor the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath temple. He will perform darshan and puja in Somnath temple and also participate in a public function marking Somnath Swabhiman Parv. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Rajkot to participate in the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra region. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on President of France Emmanuel Macron in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar deeply appreciated his perspectives on contemporary global developments and positive sentiments for the strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister also addressed the Ambassadors' Conference of France, where he underlined the contemporary global shifts driven by trade, finance, technology, energy, resources, and connectivity. He also spoke about the significance of India-France partnership in promoting multipolarity and strategic autonomy. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today held high-level talks with European Union or EU Trade and Economic Security Commissioner Maro Sefcovic in Brussels. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, the discussions were held as part of the ongoing efforts to finalise a mutually beneficial free trade agreement between India and the EU. He added that during the dialogue, they deliberated upon key areas of the proposed agreement. The minister said they reaffirmed their commitment to a rules-based trading framework and a modern economic partnership that safeguards the interests of farmers and MSMEs while integrating Indian industries into global supply chains. India's GDP is estimated to grow 6.6% in this year and 6.7% in the next year, supported by resilient consumption and strong public investment. According to the World Economic Situation and Prospects 2026 report, recent tax reforms and monetary easing will provide additional near-term support, According to UN's report, several large developing economies, including India and Indonesia, are expected to continue experiencing solid growth driven by resilient domestic demand or targeted policy measures. Iran has imposed a near-total nationwide internet blackout as anti-government protests enter their 13th day and spread across all 31 provinces. Monitoring group NetBlocks said connectivity across the country dropped sharply on the evening of January 8 and to the 9th of morning, with mobile phone services also severely disrupted. Rights groups report at least 45 protesters have been killed since the unrest began on 28th December, including children, with more than 2,200 people arrested. We have more from our Dubai correspondent.
A new dimension has emerged with an appeal from the exiled Crown Prince Reza Pahlavi, who urged Iranians to chant and rally at a fixed evening hour over two nights. On Thursday, witnesses say that the call was taken up in several neighborhoods of the capital and in other cities, with slogans hurled against leadership and in support of the former monarchy. Analysts say that the response could prove a key test of whether the protest remains fragmented or begin to converge around a broader political challenge. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Acting Venezuelan President Delcy Rodriguez condemned U.S. military incursion as a vile act of war. Following the capture of Nicolas Maduro by U.S. forces, Rodriguez, who was sworn in as interim leader, announced plans for a monument and a special commission to honor the Venezuelan and Cuban citizens killed in the raid. She asserted that Venezuela uses its weapons only for self-defense and teach the U.S. a lesson in diplomacy. Meanwhile, 2025 Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Corina Machado welcomed the government's recent release of some detainees as moral restitution. Sri Lanka remains on alert as a deep depression in the Bay of Bengal is expected to intensify and move closer to the island's eastern coastline later today. The weather system, currently southeast of Batticola, is forecast to bring heavy rain, strong winds and thunderstorms to several parts of the country. Here's the latest update.
Sri Lanka's Department of Meteorology says the deep depression is moving northwestwards and could make landfall between Puttuwil and Trincomalee on the eastern coast by evening today. Heavy rainfall exceeding 100 mm is forecast for parts of northern and eastern part of the island, along with damaging winds and lightning. Meanwhile, the National Building Research Organization says a shift in the system's path has reduced rainfall threats in the central highlands and evacuation advisories therefore have been lifted. Authorities urge the public to stay vigilant and closely follow official updates as conditions evolve. Ahmed Moin Farooqi, Akashvani News, Colombo.
A severe cold wave gripped the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, with several locations recording the lowest temperatures of the season today. Jammu region experienced a dip in night temperatures at several places. More from our correspondent.
The Jammu region experienced a dip in night temperatures at several places. The Jammu city recorded a minimum of 7.1 degrees Celsius, while Jammu airport settled at 7.7 degrees from 9.3 degrees. Udhampur saw a significant fall to 2.0 degrees from 6.6 degrees, 1.1 degrees. Meteorological officials said the prevailing cold wave is likely to continue, while foggy conditions in the Jammu region disrupted traffic at several places today. The weather department cautioned that moderate fog is likely to prevail over the plains of Jammu Division for next couple of days, with dense fog at isolated places. This is N. Gulshan Rana for Akashvani News from Jammu.
On to sports now. India's star shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the semi-finals of the 2026 Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today. Sindhu won the first game 21-11 when her Japanese opponent, world number 3 Akane Yamaguchi, retired after 12 minutes of play. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu will next face either Indonesia's 6-seeded Putri Kusuma or 2nd-seeded Chinese Wang Jihe. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah launches the National IED Data Management System to strengthen the country's counter-IED and internal security architecture. Delhi court frames charges against RJD President Lalu Prasad and his family members in Railways Land for Jobs corruption case. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets President of France Emmanuel Macron to discuss India-France partnership in view of contemporary global developments. Iran imposes nationwide internet blackout as anti-government protests enter 13th day, spread across all 31 provinces. And India's star shuttler PV Sindhu storms into semifinals of Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur. That's all in the Midday News.